Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled, All That You Need, was written by Karen Huang. Seated at the dining room table, I gazed at the happy chaos around me. Aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews were enjoying the food and being together at our family reunion. I was enjoying it all too, but one thought pierced my heart. You're the only woman here with no children, with no family to call your own. Many single women like me have similar experiences. In my culture, an Asian culture where marriage and children are highly valued, not having a family of one's own can bring a sense of incompleteness. It can feel like you're lacking something that defines who you are and makes you whole. That's why the truth of God being my portion is so comforting to me. When the tribes of Israel were given their allotments of land, the priestly tribe of Levi was assigned none. Instead, in Deuteronomy chapter 10, God promised that He Himself would be their portion and inheritance. They could find complete satisfaction in Him and trust Him to supply their every need. For some of us, the sense of lack may have nothing to do with family. Perhaps we yearn for a better job or higher academic achievement. Regardless of our circumstances, we can embrace God as our portion. He makes us whole. In Him, we have no lack. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 73, verses 23 through 28. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us everything we need and for making us complete in Christ. Help us to keep our eyes on you and not look for more in relationships or possessions, jobs or academic achievement. Help us to say along with the psalmist, it is good to be near God. Thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.